From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It is election night, and the polls were now scheduled to be closed in 9 states, including Virginia, Indiana, and Ohio, 3 states with key competitive races in the battle for control of Congress. Judges have ordered polls to stay open in some places in Ohio and Indiana, thanks to some early trouble with voting equipment. Most analysts are predicting that by night's end, Democrats will have control of the House for the first time in 12 years. And in Ohio, NPR projects that Democrat Ted Strickland has defeated Republican Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell in the race for the governorship.
Democrats are also expected to make gains in other governor's races. There are 35 other races, and also make gains in the Senate. We're watching for the results to come in, of course, and watching to see if people have difficulty casting their ballots. Just ahead, we'll talk to NPR correspondents in Ohio, Connecticut, and New Jersey, and we'll be joined by our chief political correspondent.
First to Ohio, we're joined by NPR's Luke Burbank, who's at Democratic Party headquarters in downtown Columbus, and also NPR's Cheryl Corley, who's about 10 blocks away at Ohio Republican headquarters. Hello to you both.
Good evening.
Hi, Melissa.
And Luke, let me ask you first. There have been some voting problems. What's the story? What's going on in Ohio?
Well, up in Cuyahoga County, a judge just recently ruled that they will be keeping some of the polls open there, about 19 locations, until 9 o'clock tonight local time. That's because of a lawsuit that was filed by the Democrats in Ohio, I've been all over recently, saying that the polls didn't open early enough, that the machines were broken, that people were not able to get their votes in. A judge agreed with them, so they will be staying open later in Cuyahoga, which is the Cleveland area.
And Cheryl, let's talk about a couple of races here. We mentioned that NPR has projected that in the governor's race in Ohio, Democrat Ted Strickland has won over Republican Kenneth Blackwell. There's also a key Senate race. Tell us about that.
Well, the Senate race with Mike DeWine and Sherrod Brown has been a very bitter race. DeWine, of course, trying for his third term. He has been trailing in the polls behind the congressman for quite some time now. And DeWine has been trying to distance himself, although he's a conservative Republican. He tries to, throughout this campaign, he stressed his bipartisanship, his work with Democrats to pass laws on prescription drugs and foster care. His slogan throughout this campaign has been an independent fighter for Ohio. And he's also been a severe critic of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. But Ohio's lagging economy, the war in Iraq, and some scandal here in Ohio surrounding some officials, the state's current governor and former Congressman Bob Ney, they may all have an impact in his race as well.
And Luke Burbank, as you've been talking to Democrats tonight, maybe voters throughout the day, what have you been hearing about that Senate race?
Oh, well, you couldn't have two more different candidates, really, and Sherrod Brown is a fan of labor and a friend of the labor movement. He's a guy who actually in Congress has turned down his congressional medical care until he says that Medicare nationally is brought up to the level he thinks it should be at. And his supporters are pumped. They feel like this is going to be a big win for him. And it's not every day that you take down an incumbent Republican senator, so they are feeling very optimistic. Of course, it remains to be seen what will happen.
Cheryl Corley, this did seem to be a race that the Republican Party gave up on quite a while back, that they didn't throw their full support behind Senator DeWine. Are you hearing from Republicans about that?
Well, they say they only stopped pouring money into this race about a week or so ago, that they were behind DeWine, but there were some areas where there were conservative Republicans who felt that there were some votes that he cast and his actions with the Gang of 14. Those were both Democratic and Republican senators who joined together to stop problems with the election of judges, that they were concerned with his actions in that way. So the Republican base had some problems with him, and that may be a factor here tonight.
Okay, NPR's Luke Burbank and Cheryl Corley, thanks to you both. They're in Ohio covering races there tonight. And again, NPR projects that Democrat Ted Strickland has won the governorship, a seat being vacated by the outgoing Republican Governor Bob Taft.
In Connecticut, there are a number of contests we're watching closely. Senator Joseph Lieberman is running for re-election as an independent, and 3 Republican House members, Christopher Shays, Nancy Johnson, and Rob Simmons, all face tough re-election bids. Also, there's an interesting governor's race in the state. NPR's Brian Naylor is in Norwalk, Connecticut tonight at the Shays headquarters, and he joins us now. Brian, what can you tell us about these House races?
Well, they've been close all along. I was talking to one of Shea's folks a little while ago, and they said, you know, their polls were up a little bit. Other polls had their candidate down, and so they won't be surprised at whatever happens tonight. These races have been toss-ups for the most part for the last several months. Both sides have put in a lot of money, and it's I think, you know, really going to come down to the last voters before we know who wins.
And what about Lieberman?
Well, Lieberman, this is a really interesting race. Lieberman is running against the man, he's running as an independent against the man who defeated him for the Democratic primary, Ned Lamont. And again, both candidates have thrown in tens of millions of dollars in this race. Lamont, a wealthy businessman, much of it has been his money. And that race, Lieberman has been ahead in the polls, but I'm hearing folks are a little bit nervous tonight, so we'll have to see what happens.
The interesting thing here is you've got three incumbents, including Nancy Johnson, who served for quite a long time, two decades, all facing tough reelection battles. Why do they find themselves in that position? What's going on in the state?
Because this is a state where the war in Iraq is a major issue, and where President Bush has never been particularly popular. He lost to John Kerry by, I think, a half a dozen percentage points 2 years ago. And so it's a really tough headwind that all of these three moderate Republicans are running against this year. And I know that the Democrats have made it an issue that this could turn control of the House over to the Democrats. And if you want change, you're not going to be able to vote for the same Republicans you voted for in the past.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Michelle.
That was NPR's Brian Naylor in Norwalk, Connecticut.
And now to New Jersey. NPR's Guy Raz is there. He joins us from East Brunswick at the campaign headquarters of Democratic Senator Robert Menendez. He's in a tough contest with Republican Thomas Kane Jr., son of the former governor. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Melissa.
You've been talking to voters there in New Jersey today. Polls, I guess, are about to close in about 15 minutes. What are you hearing?
Well, Melissa, I hate to echo Brian, but, you know, really, the one word is Iraq. I mean, we drove up through the state really early this morning. We stopped at about a half a dozen polling stations and a few diners all the way from the south to the north. And I would say three-quarters of the people we talked to said the overwhelming issue for them was the war. And, you know, what was really striking was that almost nobody was mentioning either of the candidates in this race, either Tom Kane Jr., the Republican, or Robert Menendez. No one was talking about how much they liked the Democrat or how much they disliked the Republican or liked him. I mean, it was really across the board. Voters didn't seem particularly inspired by either of these men. It seemed to be about, excuse me, about this national issue, about Iraq.
There had been some sense in these exit polls that corruption was high on the minds of voters. That had been a shadow hanging over the Democratic candidate here. Were you hearing any talk about that?
Yeah, there was talk about it. And, you know, one of the problems for Robert Menendez is that he's tainted by association. I mean, his predecessor, one of his predecessors in the U.S. Senate was Bob Torricelli, obviously. He essentially forced to resign in a cloud of scandal. The former governor of the state, Jim McGreevy, disgraced, had to step down. So the party here really has a less than stellar, a less than clean reputation. That being said, a lot of voters were really turned off by how negative this campaign was. I mean, both of these candidates were playing very, very dirty. Kane basically trying to push the corruption. Menendez basically trying to say that Kane was a lackey of the White House.
Okay, Guy, thanks very much. That's NPR's Guy Raz in East Brunswick, New Jersey.